With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. On top of everything else 2020 has seemingly thrown our way, Oregon's wine industry was dealt a heavy blow last month in the form of smoke from wildfires. In a what-doesn't-kill-you-makes-you-stronger kind of stance, Sally Murdoch with the Oregon Wine Board says there may be a silver lining.
The bright spot, so we've got a couple cool things going on in response to the wildfires. Besides the Eagle Creek fire in the Gorge in 2017, we haven't had fire on our soils ever, basically.
This, Murdoch says, could be an opportunity.
So now for the first time, well, the second time, we're seeing what the impact will be. And we don't have real benchmarks in place. We have some benchmarks for as far as what the guaiacol levels are. But we spent about $40,000, the Oregon Wine Board did, to gather these samples from around the state and really benchmark where we're at with smoke quality levels and what the impacts will be in Oregon.
So while it's not ideal, Murdoch says, we're on it.
So that's been a positive thing coming from that and trying to get ahead of it this year and say, okay, what does it taste like? What are the phenolic compounds doing in there and really benchmark it?
Tune in tomorrow for more on the lessons September's wildfires can teach us and what it may mean for Oregon's 2020 vintages. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.